Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Remember when we were young, a salad, like maybe some sweaty ham, a hard-boiled egg, then it might actually be half a hard-boiled egg with kind of a green tinge around the edge of the yolk, and then there'd be butterhead lettuce, what we now know as butterhead lettuce. We just called it lettuce then. We thought there was only one kind. There might be a bit of beetroot out of a jar. But of course, we're all very sophisticated and international now. And Anna Haugh, head chef and owner of Myrtle Restaurant in London, good afternoon.
Hi, Brendan. To be honest, you literally just listed off salads that my entire childhood was about.
That was what salad meant then. But you have now some simple but sophisticated summer salads for us, because we are all so sophisticated now.
Well, I think when you're making a salad, people always think it's about a recipe and somebody's, you know, got to tell them what to do. You've got to listen to what you like, and then you need to follow a certain kind of strip of rules. So you always need like something like a bread or a potato or a pasta or a rice. You're going to want to start off with one of them. So with one of the salads, I would say panzanella is definitely one of my favorite ones. And that's where you take old stale like sourdough. So it needs to be like a real bread. It can't be an ultra processed bread because they're the ones that go moldy. You need like a nice sourdough bread that has been left out in the air and it's all dry. Chop up your tomatoes. If you have some peppers, cooked or uncooked, chop them, lash them in. Then you're going to add a few capers and take like an olive. Like I love Kalamata olives. So I would smash up a couple of Kalamata olives, lash some olive oil in there, a nice sprinkle of red wine vinegar, a bit of pinch of sugar, pinch of salt, and a clove of garlic. Mix that all together and then mix the whole salad through it. And the salt, when you sprinkle the salt on the tomatoes, it draws out water. And that's what you want. You want to kind of macerate the tomatoes. And then when you mix that through with your kind of dried, hard, almost inedible bread, that soaks and drinks up all of that delicious juice and creates this most amazing flavor. Like there's just a real deliciousness to it. And it's a kind of salad that you could eat when you've just made it, eat it the next day or eat it tomorrow, because it will continue to change and be beautiful.
So that's a panzanella, and we'll put all these recipes, techniques, we'll put them all up on the website. So you're saying basically probably one difference between the salads then and now is that you're putting in a carby base into salads now, so it's making it more of a meal, I suppose.
A meal.
You have a couscous one which can go cold or warm. You created this for your other half, I believe.
Yeah, so this is like he was going on this. He was competing with his friends to who could lose the most weight. So they're all doing mad things. One was like cutting out like meat, and another one was cutting out basically everything. And another one went on that Atkins diet, and they were doing all sorts of mad stuff. And I said to him, if you just eat the food that you should eat, that you're going to enjoy, I bet you're going to lose most weight.
Yeah.
So one of the dishes I created for him was a dish that had loads of vegetables in it. So I chose vegetables and stuff that I knew he liked. But one of the most important parts of this dish is in the beginning, I chop two onions and I sweat them off in a bit of garlic and a bit of olive oil. And then I'm going to add in like the layers of flavors afterwards. So I added in carrots and I added in some red peppers. And then then you can add chicken in as well. The chicken is really lovely with it. If you add in some chopped chicken, it is very nice. And then you boil your couscous on the side, fluff that up with a fork. You add your mix in together and then you finish it off with some capers and I forgot a very important thing. Loads of cumin seeds and loads of fennel seeds in when you're cooking the onions. And although this sounds like, that's just like a load of vegetables that I have in my fridge sometimes.
It does, to be honest.
It is so delicious together. And then at the end, sometimes I lash in some frozen sweet corn and some frozen peas. Again, nothing about this is going to sound as delicious as it is. A splash of vinegar at the end, and I am telling you, I never thought this dish would work, and I certainly didn't think you could freeze couscous, but I freeze it for him and I make it in the bucket load. I make a big, huge batch of it, and then when he feels like it, he takes it out of the fridge the day before to let it defrost, and he'll eat it cold, or when he can't wait, he lashes it in the microwave and he eats it hot. But it's so lovely, and the mixture of seeds and like olive oil and different vegetables, and then you've got like a bit of chicken in there if you want the chicken and the couscous, you're just full of satisfaction, and a dish like that is just so good for you.
Is a bit of seeds important, a bit of crunch somewhere? Yeah.
Everything we are eating is all, we think it's all to do with weight, and we all think it's about our skin, and we all think it's about these things. It is all to do with your gut health.
Okay.
It's all to do with that magical process that breaks down the food that you put in your body. And the more variety of things that you have, the healthier you will be. The faster you will keep and maintain a healthy weight, the better your skin will be. All of these things have a natural effect. If you have low bacteria, if you've got like a low amount, you need millions and billions of them in there, it is really easier to start getting onto the right track by just increasing the variety of nuts, seeds, different carbohydrates, different vegetables, different fruits as best you can, and you will naturally have a healthier body. You know, it sounds almost too easy.
Yeah, okay. Enough for the gut health now. Give me a good basic salad dressing for people.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. So I normally, there's like the French vinaigrette, which I think is 3 times olive oil to 1 vinegar.
Yeah.
I love to kind of nearly go 50-50 with vinegar and olive oil. And then I'll add a spoon of honey to it. And then I'll usually lash in some other flavor that I like. So it could be chili flakes. It could be lemon zest. It could be a few garlic cloves or some chopped onion. And then I put it in the jam jar and I shake it up. And then I'll use that for the next couple of weeks. So I usually do like a big jar full of the vinaigrette, and it changes and it gets more delicious as time goes on. But I would definitely say it's easier than walking to the shop and buying a bottle of it.
And Anna, not everyone's going to have your instincts now, but a lot of this sounds, is it fairly instinctive? Like we can go with our feelings on this, yeah?
I think you know what you like. And when you cook and you taste something, you go, oh, I don't know why I don't like that. And all you can do is add some stuff to it. And you might think that'll make it better or that could make it worse. And in general, most of the time, if you've got on your chopping board, if you've got a list of ingredients that you like eating, you could just put them together and you're going to enjoy what you cook. Chefs create all of these rules. We tell you all these things that you must do. But that's because that's our profession. You know, like when you're a kid, you draw a picture. Nobody's telling you that the sky shouldn't be green. They just get on with it. And then you figure it out as you go along. I hate people being guilted into thinking that they're not doing things right. If you like the flavour, you're not doing it wrong.
Anna Hoy, you have liberated us. Thank you very much. Talk to you soon. Thanks.